From Paging America, Michigan's plan to stop corporate money in politics. Miles Baker and Dr. Rob Davidson unpack the proposed healthcare cuts to fund the war in Iran. New polling showing healthcare as the top voter issue, and ongoing attacks on reproductive rights, abortion pills, and Medicaid. The episode highlights how political decisions in Washington are directly affecting patients and providers nationwide. Later, Sean McBrady, vice chair of the Michiganders for Money Out of Politics campaign, joins the show to discuss a major anti-corruption ballot initiative in Michigan. Michiganders for Money Out of Politics. Background reading. Navigator, March 31 budget priorities poll in Trump on not paying for daycare, Medicare, and Medicaid to pay for War the Hill. Healthcare polling as top issue for first time since 2020. Gallup Reuters, U.S. Senate Republicans launch probe of abortion pill makers, escalate pressure. EU on FDA abortion. Every day, the GOP's plan to shut down abortion pill websites. NBC News, Medicaid cuts threaten hundreds of hospitals. New report finds fierce healthcare. RWJF, between 5M and 10M. People could lose Medicaid coverage in 2028 under work requirements. Politico poll. The battle for MAHA that could sway the midterms. Politico. RFK Jr. launches midterm travel push to shore up MAHA support. Politico poll. Here's what MAHA actually believes. A key RFK Jr. is launching a podcast to expose lies that have made Americans sick. The current ASIP charter is here. The proposed ASIP charter is here. The 8 magic words for advocacy ads. Join the fight at committee.protect.org. He explains how the effort would curb corporate political spending, especially from powerful healthcare insurers, and close major campaign finance loopholes. The reform could reshape healthcare policy by weakening lobbyist influence and expanding what's politically possible in the state. Subscribe, share, and leave a rating to help more people find Paging America. Have thoughts, questions, or your own healthcare story? Email us at feedback@pagingamerica.org.